This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
We're back again. What's that brewing? I think it's a tasty show about to come your way.
Conflict.
It's no, business again. Success tip. Again, no more conflict. We've already gone back and forth and back and forth.
Let's go on vacation.
We're scraping away the crusty conflict outer core to get to
the real issues.
Love core.
We're going to talk about love.
Love. Okay. So I'm going to present a couple concepts that I found really useful in business, and I want you guys to comment on them one way or the other. One is the concept of how we create reality. All right. So
I use duct tape.
I have to tell you, I was given for Christmas cardboard rivets. So duct tape and cardboard rivets.
I saw some cool rivets the other day that where they're putting cable up. They're not using staples. They're using like plastic staples.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Anyway, digressing.
This whole new slew of things to create reality. It's cool.
So here's sort of the view of how I think reality is created. I think that there's like God or energy or the universe, all right? And Lee's gone already. He's gone, oh, man, do I need this?
Hey, what it is.
Okay, so come on, Mr. Mello. So there's energy. And the visualization I use is there's like a light bulb or something. It's energy. And that energy goes through what I call a film strip, which is called thought, all right? And that's the film strip. And then from the film strip, it goes through emotion, which gives it energy, which is like focus, like the lens. So if you picture here's the light bulb, here's the film strip, here's the lens, and then here's reality, which is the movie.
What is reality?
The movie. So the concept...
Get it now on DVD.
That's right. So the concept...
On Amazon.com.
you really need
come
to...
Come on, let's give him a chance.
Let him finish. Come on.
We're hacking the hell out of him.
Okay.
Yeah, you said comment.
He meant after. He meant after.
Okay. I mean, on every single point.
If we look at the way reality is created, is there's an energy, it goes through thought. The thought, which is the film strip, takes emotion, which is the... that brings it action, and then there's reality. Another way to look at it is there's the way we are being, right? And that's like the thought. Then there's the doing, which is the action, and then there's a having, which is the stuff, which is the like everything in this room started out in somebody's mind and then eventually ended up in reality. So I believe
I'm losing my reality right now. I'm totally confused.
I'm not being. See, look at that picture.
About this lamp.
Too many concepts
actually,
at once.
If that's true, I want to know about that lamp right there.
That's right. That's
someone
right.
did.
Reality is it won't go away. I'm going to try and believe that it's not there.
Some people use a lot of drugs, and then they create lamps like that.
That's right. Well, that affects the D part. So in business, one of the problems is people run it backwards, I think. They think if I have the money, I have all the stuff, I have the money, the cars, the chicks, whatever that is, and then I'll do good things and then I'll be happy. And so they spend a lot of time trying to have stuff.
Now you notice a lot of the people with the girls and the cars and the money, they're not doing too many good things.
That's right. So in business, a lot of times people say, well, once I have the money, then I'll do good things and I'll be happy. And I think it runs the other way. So I think it runs... First, you're happy, which causes you to do good things, which causes you to have the stuff. Now, the good news about that concept, it doesn't cost anything to be. The being part's free.
I'm happy. Yes. I'm so happy.
See, I'm being good. So Gates and Ellison, just hook it up. Come on, I've been being good a long time.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
So I think it's a very important concept in business that you become what you think all day. So if you're being the person, which is free, or being the vision that you want, or a law of attraction, you do certain things and you'll have the stuff. And having the stuff doesn't come first. And that comes through with you have the energy, you have the thought, you have the action, and you have the stuff. But most people I've realized in business, when they look at what's around them, and the stuff isn't what they want, like they're not making as much money as they want, they're not having the relationships they want, their business isn't, like you said earlier in another show, that they're being attacked by a competitor. What they see is, well, if that would change, if that competitor would go out of business, or I'd have the money, or I'd fund the deal, then I would do good things and be happy. And they never get there.
I agree with the be, do, have. I think that's right. But I disagree with the a little bit of the have part. Like, how important is the have part anyway? I think the have part is the least important part of the equation. I think the be part's the most important. The who you are is really most of what matters. What you do matters secondly, and what you have matters very little.
I'd like to jump in, if I might, on that point.
Okay.
I think that the have part becomes less important when I think I appreciate what you're saying, which is that if you're sort of like coming from this place of already being there, but being there is you got to look at the fundamental. What are you trying to accomplish? And most people would answer, I'm trying to be loved. I'm trying to be happy. I'm trying to be at peace. I mean, if you really boil it down, the awkward ways
loved and appreciated.
Loved and appreciated. The awkward ways they try to get there is buying stuff. But that's right. It's the American economy.
Bottomless pit.
It's a bottomless pit. The more you try to fill it, the more you realize how futile the efforts are. And so I think that what happens is when you are truly happy and your needs are being taken care of at an emotional level, the stuff becomes a lot less important. That doesn't mean you won't want anything, but it just won't probably have as much oomph about it.
Well,
are we talking ourselves out of business?
Well, no.
It's just saying but your priorities.
Don't take life seriously. It's only temporary. You know, that there's a concept that are we human beings or are we human doings?
And oh, yeah, there you go.
You know, and a lot of people are human
that's
doings.
That's nice, yeah.
And the
human
issue...
Human doings.
And the issue with that is, as you say, is the bottomless...
Like feeling like doo-doo?
That's right. It's the bottomless pit part. And I work with clients all day long who are, I call, needlessly suffering. You know, they may have... stuff like they have $1 million in the bank, they have cars, they have wives, they have relationships, and there's
hopefully
something
they don't have more than one.
Right. Well, and
wife.
No, he has some.
Unless they're a Mormon.
Yeah, so,
yeah. You tell us
now. Come on, don't do that.
But
unless
there's there's some expectation
big
that's
love,
not
baby.
Being met. You know, there's some like I wanted to be this, and there's a fantasy expectation that's not being met, and the reality is they have everything they need. I mean, unless you're in physical pain,
yeah,
or which various don'ts makes experience much, or there's someone you see being hurt, even that's an interpretation. At least in this culture, most people have everything they need all day long to be happy. They just choose not to.
So how do you motivate yourself to be rich if you have what you need? How do you motivate yourself to be very successful in business if you don't have something that you're reaching for, something to fulfill in
your life? That is an excellent yep. question. Yep. It's something that I call controlled folly. It's basically controlled folly. You understand that life is almost meaningless. Like, none of it makes any sense. And if you think it does, you're full of beans.
Right.
But we have to have some. We have to go on. We have to, you know, raise our children and be happy, and you know, do all these things that we've either been told or feel inside that are important. But ultimately, they're not really. But you do them anyway because it's better than sitting around doing nothing. You got to play the game.
It's like play it well. Have fun doing it.
Yeah,
but it's like
you're gonna die someday, right. And you're not taking any of it with you.
But I think all sports, in my opinion, are totally insane. You know, like
there
this little
you go,
guy,
sports.
You know, this guy seeing this little ball and he's getting paid $125 million because he hits this ball.
Yes,
whether it's a golf ball or baseball or a foot, that's a ball. You know,
and there's a whole industry around
it. Balls, right? And it's insane. I mean, this person hits the ball a little bit better than this person, so this person is going to get $1 gazillion. Meanwhile, there's 30,000 children starved to death every day.
But
you can't make sense of it.
Right.
Sports is no different than the game of life. Like, at the end of a game, you know, I mean, if they stopped in the middle of a game and said, why are we throwing this ball into this court? I mean, why bother? When the game's over, we're just going to go back to our little locker rooms, and there's no real reason.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't be any fun. So you play the game, you play it hard, and
you
play to win.
And you play it well.
I'd like to share with you what my motivation is, because I think it fits to exactly that. And that is, I'm not necessarily motivated to be rich, but what I want to do in terms of like creating shows and stuff requires a lot of money. And the thing is that within that context of creating that show and creating that, you know, the magic of that show, the people who are involved in it are going to be affected by it. So my motivation in creating a very successful business is actually creating a context within which people can get involved and have a different experience in terms of doing business.
So it's a zen, because we're all going to die. Okay, so if you look at that and go, okay, you're going to die anyway, so why bother? I mean,
Actually, I figure out by the time I get as old as you guys, the technology, I mean, I might die, but thanks. I figure 300-400 years, totally possible.
Fantasy land. So if you start with you're going to die, then it's why get up in the morning? But like, Sean, you and I are starting this new business, the builder community. And there's
.com.
.com.
Check it out.
That'll be in the comments of this day's show, by the way.
Sign up for it.
And so what'll happen is, like, when you said, oh my God, you know, we're going live in 8 days with 75,000 emails. What are we going to do? We need content. I go, that's cool. So I call some people. There's a whole rush with that. It's exciting. It's thrilling. It's, you know, giving the pheromones or whatever's going on in your body, the peptides, places to go.
Adrenaline.
And it's a big rush. Now, the truth is, whether Builder Community makes it or doesn't make it, doesn't in the big picture, doesn't matter
at all.
We
will not die because of it.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't
matter. But we make it important because it's fun to play, like a game.
It's fun. It's a game.
We make up the rules.
Yes.
And if you don't take life seriously, it's a lot more fun.
It is. And this goes back to I'm not going to resurrect the ghost of conflict, I promise. But I would like to say, when we were talking about not taking things so seriously, it doesn't mean that you don't act impeccably. You act impeccably, but you don't take it so seriously and make it all personal. But it's just like playing sports well. Why the hell am I hitting the ball? You just do it well anyway. Right. It's just a thing.
It's of those thousands of people going, yeah!
But it's you know, back to, you know, three piece, what is it? Purpose, passion, and profit. You know, you feel like this show, I think if 500 people listen or 5,000 people listen, it's exciting because I feel in my brain that I'm making a difference and a contribution that's important to me. My party bells, but it's important to me.
Isn't that true for Builder Community too?
Well, Builder Community, I mean, we hope to sell it for $5 million, which would be really cool. It's a way keeping score. But if you play the game, this is sure pretty much true of all martial arts and all game. If you play the game for the pure sake of the game, not being attached to whether you win or lose, but just playing the game. And all the Zen books are about that. It's about hitting the ball, not about winning the game. It's about, and there is the Zen of business.
Yeah. I was just going to say, Alan Hardman, you did a refrain on him, is living passionately without attachment to the outcome. That's his tagline. It's on his business card.
Right.
And I was like, that's really cool. I mean, that's it right there in one sentence. Live passionately without attachment to the outcome.
And the passion to me is in the, like, if you're driving a go-kart, you're water skiing, you're snowboarding. I mean, for example, we're going to go snowboarding and snow skiing tomorrow. We're going to get up at 4:30 in the morning, you know, drive from here, go up.
Wait. You guys are spending the night here and you're getting up at 4:30 in the morning.
That's right.
Is that what I heard you say?
That's right, sweetheart.
But they're taking us with them.
So, you know, we're going to get up at 4:30 in the morning to drive, you know, 5 hours to go up on top of this
mountain.
You know, to probably freeze our ass off, you know, to go down this snow thing. Why?
Snow bunnies.
Because it's
fun. We could just stay here and hang out all day, right?
No. Go skiing.
Zen. It's a zen moment, surfing on the snow. Man,
because it's fun.
Because when you get that moment, when you get the fresh powder that no one's touched, and you're just gliding.
And you can't hear anything because the snow absorbs all sound. Oh, man.
Skiing is one of my favorite metaphors, actually.
But you know what? It's like, why are games fun? Because you create a set of rules, and then everyone plays by those rules, and that's what makes it fun. And, you know, because you know there's an objective and stuff. Life's no different. We've created a reality with a set of rules. So you just play the game to the best of your ability and have fun.
So that's the motivation.
And don't take it so darn seriously.
And it's really important in business. This is where people, I think, blow it a lot in business, is they'll, you know, they don't create the work being a game. Like this whole business, you know, builder community, I mean, I hope we make $5 million. It'll be a lot of fun, but it's enjoyable. It's like a game. If I wasn't having fun, I wouldn't do it. And I think that's where people disconnect in their work. If you don't do it for free, don't do it. So in your business, if you make your a company like a game, and Lee brought it out earlier.
There's a book called The Game of Work, by the by. It's up there on the shelf.
Right. And you talked about in the Sudoku, whatever is it called?
Yeah.
The
puzzle game, Sudoku.
The Sudoku. And what's fun about that is if you had to start with the hardest level, it would be fun.
Right.
Because you just lose.
Right.
And if it's too easy, it's no fun. I do an exercise with clients, and I put a We could just do this right now. Just for everybody.
Are you sure there's enough room?
No. Let's.
I'm not beating
drums.
Careful
of the mic.
Okay, be careful. Anyhow, everybody, wad up a piece of paper. Just
I don't have a piece of paper.
I have a napkin. Here, I've got a. Okay.
Hey, here's a piece of paper with a face.
Here, we're just ripping pieces of paper. Okay.
Hey, this is my office.
Hey, come on. Here, rip a piece of paper. Everybody got a piece of paper. Okay. You got a piece of paper, JC? Come on. Okay, we got a piece of paper. Now, the game is this.
Is everybody out there in the audience have a piece of paper?
I know, we throw it at each other.
Everybody in the audience, this is audience participation. Get a piece of paper and crumple it up. Now, take a trash can or some object.
Hey, David, get your piece of paper. I see you out there.
Oh, romper room.
Here's the deal. Now, the question is, now, Sean, you get to start. Place the trash can anywhere you want to and throw the paper in. You can put it in. So, place the trash can. Go ahead. It's your game. No, you can move the trash can or not. It's up to you. Put it anywhere you want to put it.
Why bother? It's such an easy shot.
Sean's not moving the trash can.
I'm not moving the trash can.
And he makes a basket.
Okay, now, Tim, where would you put the trash can? Anywhere you want. And play the game. Okay. It's about laziness here. Okay.
No, it's
now,
just...
Now, JC, where would you put the trash can?
I'm going to just keep it right there.
Okay.
Nobody wants to move the trash can. Oh, damn.
That's way funner game.
JC beamed the ball off the head.
And Lee,
that was a lob shot.
That was the thump.
That's what I was going to do.
and
so JC,
so obviously throwing paper wads at each other is more fun than the trash can.
Okay. And what's your point?
The point is... You make if you put this in a room.
Now
some
clean
people,
up after yourself.
Some
boys.
People will move the trash can and place it right the no contest. So just put the trash. Other people will take the trash can and put it across the room and try to throw at it because they create a game that's fun
Shallow.
For them. It's a risk tolerance thing.
And some people play dodgeball. There right. is no basket.
So the point is when you're
derby.
Creating a game for your like a sales goal or a a gross goal or some kind of goal for your company. The goal has got to be, sort of close enough, achievable enough to make it interesting, but not so far out there that you can never pull it off.
Hey,
it's
Paul,
like playing with a cat with the string. You ever play with a cat with the string?
Now
it's
they
like
got the lasers.
Too easy.
The lasers.
I haven't gotten into that yet.
Okay, let's crack.
That's high-tech pet toy. But, the cat loses interest if it's either too easy or it's too hard. You got to keep that fine balance. Right. Yeah. And it's
so it
kind
seems
of like
when
that
you're
business.
Creating businesses in your life and you're creating things like that, you need to keep that in mind. It has to be, it has to be challenging, but not out of the picture. So for us, for builder community, I personally believe we can pull off 5 million in 2 years. I think it's doable. And if I didn't think so, I wouldn't want to do it. So the goal isn't enough. If you said at the end of 5 years, you'll make $100, I go, nah, I'm not interested.
Well, in life, like sports, is the game's only as fun as the team you assemble. So if you don't have a fun team in your life, it's like teams that suck, usually they have talented players because there's talent all over any sport, But if they're fighting with each other and, not getting along, you're not going to have a winning team. And if you're not winning, no one's having fun. And, it sucks. But you look at championship teams, sometimes they're not even the most talented, but they jive. Yeah. And everybody is on the same mission and the same page and they all like each other. And that's the team you assemble in life, and you're going to get a lot further.
Oh, and there's a huge rush that comes along with that.
Would it be fair to say that what I hear you saying, to a certain degree, is that actually if you make money the thing, that you're kind of missing the thing, and the thing isn't necessarily the money.
Well, because
the money's part of it. It's
green,
like,
the money never brings score. Happiness. Money's just how you keep score.
Money's
money
a tool.
Will not bring
right.
happiness.
It's like the grease, as they say. But the goal isn't the money. The goal is the game. The goal is the things that you engage in,
it's,
the experiences that you have. And the money is like the thing that says...
Right, it's just sort of like, we're going skiing tomorrow. We're paying money to do that because it's enjoyable and fun. With a builder community, last night I had a great time at that meeting. It was fun. It was a rush. We started a new company. This is working and that's working. And that whole thing, you need to have that in your business.
Yes.
So, and if you're not playing with a good team, you're not enjoying what you're doing, it's not exciting.
I enjoy the book, The Game of Work by Charles Conrad.
Here's a book reference.
All right.
It's called The Game of Work. It's how to enjoy work as much as play, and the author is Charles Coonrod.
Yeah, I told him that.
There you
I
go.
Know.
So read that book.
So check the book out.
So in your day to day life, I don't think there should be. That's why I use the word clerk, which is comes to plan work, and we talked about culture.
It's
doesn't,
the stupidest word he ever came up.
it
doesn't roll.
We're
on.
Not
going to. I actually use that word sometimes. I give a reference to him. But
I know.
What does that
the
say?
Best we got, right?
Yeah.
Because we don't
me.
Have a word that can do both. So JC said, is going skiing tomorrow? Is that work or is that play? It's just going skiing.
Why don't we just use the word way?
Yeah, way. Way. How about one? Work and fun. One.
That's right.
It's way better.
So, you know, in your daily life, you need to, it's, you only have, the only limited asset on the planet, I think, for anybody's time. And if you're taking your time and you're not getting the most out of that day, whether it's work or play or plurk, whatever it is, like, change your plan.
This sounds very much like vacation show a little bit. Did we actually go bing, bing, bing?
We're in this vicious cycle.
I don't want to, I want to fight about that.
I'm sorry about
that. We can go back and forth.
That's okay. So make sure you're having a good time, whatever you do. And tell our friends, your friends, about this show. We'd like to have more people to play with.
Yeah, and put up a review on iTunes. That'd be good.
Email address again?
scs@sonic.net.
And if you live near a big mountain like Whistler or Swiss Alps or anything and want to snowboard with me, if you fly me out, I'll come.
That's right. A little helicopter skiing would be cool.
Thanks again.
And there it is, another episode of Business Success Tips. Thanks as always for joining us. You can check out our website online at businesssuccesstips.org. Send us an email at friends@businesssuccesstips.org. Or if you're a Twitter stalker, find us at twitter.com/BST podcast. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.
FileMaker Pro is the most widely used desktop database available today.
If you're just getting started, or if you're an old hand, we've got something for you.
We have a podcast that we call FM Success Tips, and we have a lot of fun talking about developing advanced IT solutions in FileMaker Pro. Our show's available weekly for free from iTunes. Just search on FM Success Tips.
Download and listen today.